Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Zayin. We're holding on Daf Vav and based about 10 lines from the end of the page at the two das. Es Shiesh Ba Yediya B'Tchila. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, and also by Daniel Goldstein in honor of his father, Ivan Goldstein, Yitzchak Leib ben Mordechai Alevi on his 10th yard site, which is today, the Neshama Shavin Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss is we're moving on to the part of the Mishnah that discusses Tumas Mikdash Kedashav and the Chiyuv Karban Olavi Yared for that. So first the Gemara is going to discuss that if you look at the Psukim, it doesn't tell us that the Karban Olavi Yared is for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. How do I know that this Chiyuv Karban Olavi Yared that's being described by the Psukim relates to this Aveira of Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, meaning from the Psukim, it sounds like it relates to some sort of Isra of touching Tumah, not of eating something Tameh, or of going into the Mikdash while somebody is, not of eating Kodesh, rather, when one is Tameh, or going into the Mikdash when one is Tameh. The Gemara is going to have an easier time finding the source that there's a Chiv Karban Olav Yorid for Tumas Kodesh. But then the Gemara is going to say, how do I know that the same is true for Tumas Mikdash? Mikdash, that a Tameh person who enters the Mikdash is Chayav a Karban Olav Yared, and that's going to be most of Amud Aleph is finding four possibilities of different sources that you Chayav Karban Olav Yared for Tumas Mikdash. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to ask, how do I know that the Si'ir LaHashem on Yom Kippur is Mechaper for cases of Tumas Mikdash Kutashav where there was no Yediyah B'Sof, meaning when there's a Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Sof and a Helem Ben Atayim, wonderful, that's when you'll bring your Karban Olav Yared. But what if you never had the idea of Basov? So he said, okay, so the Seer Lashem will hold you over. But how do I know that? Where does it say that the Seer Lashem is meant to accomplish that for someone who violated Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, but hasn't yet discovered that they violated Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav? And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss what are the cases of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, and Shvichas Damim that we had a Hava Amina that the Seer Lashem would be Mechaper for. Meaning in the search, for what exactly the Seer LaHashem is being mechaper for, and how I know that the Seer LaHashem is mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav when you don't have a Yediya B'Sof, the Gemara came across a possibility, a Hava Amina, that maybe the Seer LaHashem is mechaper for Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayos Shvichas Damim. So the Gemara struggles with that. What do you mean? What kind of Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayos Shvichas Damim? You chayv misa for those things. So what kind of, where would we ever find that the Seer LaHashem would be mechaper for such things? How could there even have been such a Hava Amina? So that's going to be the last discussion on the daf that carries over to tomorrow's daf. So let's begin again. We're holding about 10, 11 lines from the end of the page. Es sheish ba yediyah b'tchila on daf avam beis. So the Mishnah said that if a person had yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'sof, and helem ben atayim, so then they're chayav a korban olav yared. So they knew they were tameh, they forgot they were tameh, went into the Beis HaMikdash, and after they left, they realized, I was tameh when I was in the Beis HaMikdash, so now you're chayav a korban olav yared. Now, if you look at the Pesukim, I think it's in Parsha Tzav, that describes this Chiyuv Karban Olav Yared, it never says what the Aveira was. It never says Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So Tanur Rabbanu, we have a Braisa, Minayin Sheina Kaz Medaber Ela B'Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. How do I know that the Pasuk is talking about eating Kachim or entering the Beis HaMikdash while you are Tameh? Maybe it's just talking about touching something that is Tameh even without any eating Kachim or entering the Beis HaMikdash, because the Pasuk, after all, never says that the Chiyuv Karban is for eating Kachim or entering the Beis HaMikdash. All it says is, O nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tameh, which sounds like somebody who touches something tameh requires some sort of karban olav yared, which is fascinating. So and vidinu, and the truth is you could figure it out. Hol v'hizrva anash alatuma v'chayiv karban alatuma. So just like since the pasuk gives an ashara and an onesh for someone who's mitameh b'mezid and you chayiv karban for tuma b'shogeg. So that's the limud. The limud is, well, just like when the Torah says that there's an onesh for being metame b'mezid, and that they're for doing so b'shogeg, there's a carbon. So just like when the Torah says there's an onesh for tuma b'mezid, is talking about specifically tumas mikdash u'kadashav. So af k'shechiv carbon al tuma, so too when the Torah is telling me you chayev a carbon al v'yorid for tuma lo chiv el al tumas mikdash u'kadashav, then it must be about tumas mikdash u'kadashav. So inoch nami, I might have thought that when you read the Pesukim of the Torah, that it's telling me that you get punished, that you have to bring a carbon al v'yorid just for touching tuma. But we say, no, carbon al v'yorid is a case where you did something b'shogeg. So let's parallel that to what you did b'mezid. Cases where you do b'mezid, where you're going to get an onesh, is not talking about just touching tuma b'mezid. It's talking about tumas mikdash u'kadashav. It's talking about being tamei and going into the mikdash, being tamei and eating kodesh. So too, the pasuk about doing so b'shogeg, about doing something bituma b'shogeg, must not be just about touching tuma. It must be about being tamei and eating kodesh, being tamei and going into the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Hava Mina is interesting, that there would be, the Hava Mina was a yichayv karbon al v'yorid just for touching that which is tamei. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin tells us that a person is allowed to be metamei himself. The pasuk of ubinivlasam lo sigau is dafka about the shalosh regalim, because there's a chiyuv for a person l'taris atzmo beregel, to be metar himself on the shalosh regalim. But generally speaking, there's no isser of a person being metame himself. There's no problem for a person to be metame oneself. There's an isser dafka for a kohen to be metame lemeis. But that's not an isser of tuma in general. So it's a little bit difficult to work with the assumption that there would be some sort of isser of tuma over here. So the Rashba says maybe that's what the Gemara means over here. Maybe the Gemara means over here that maybe you should be chayiv a carbon al v'yorid if you're a kohen or you're a Yisrael beregel, meaning specifically to be your chayiv carbon al v'yorid if you're a kohen who is metame himself, or Yisrael around regel time where chayiv adam l'tayr asim b'regel. But it's not, they didn't even have a hava amina that stam a guy on a random day touches a sheretz that he's going to become that he's going to be chayiv a carbon al v'yorid. Okay, but that was all a hava amina anyway. In the maskan we say it's for tumas mikdash kedashav. Says Gemara, how do you know it's about tumas mikdash kedashav? Ve'ema truma. Maybe the chayiv carbon al v'yorid is about a kohen who eats truma, shehizir v'anash, because by achilas truma, if you do it b'mezid, there's also an ashara and an onash. It says, b'kachim lo yochal adash ar yitar, and it says, u'mezu bo ki yichaluluhu, yichayiv misa b'dei shemayim, for if you're a kohen tamei that eats truma. So it says, lo ashkechan avon misa d'chayiv alea karban. Well, we never really find an avon misa, we never find an avera for which you'd be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim when you do it b'mezid, where you're going to be chayiv a carbon chatos when you do it b'shogeg. We only find when there's a chi of kares for doing it b'mezid that there's a chatos for doing it b'shogeg. And therefore, the pasuk when it talks about carbon al v'yorid is probably not about truma, because if a person, a kohen, eats truma while he's tamei, he's not chayiv kares. He's chayiv misavidei shemayim. So it's unlikely that that's what you're going to have to bring carbon al v'yorid for when you did so b'shogeg. So says Mara Ema Hanimili carbon kavua, that you're right. We never find that you're a regular carbon chatas for an avera that if you do b'mezid you'd be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Aval olav yored nesi, but maybe you can be chayiv a carbon olav yored for an avera that's misa b'dei shemayim if you do it b'mezid. Mida dehava ashmias kol v'apitus v'sayim. Just like there's a chayiv carbon olav yored for shvuas ha'edus and for shvuas bitoy, that if a person takes a shvua l'sheker b'mezid or he violates his shvua b'mezid, he's not chayiv kares, nor is he chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, and he's still chayiv a carbon al v'yorid. So you're trying to tell me that it's not possible that you chayiv a carbon al v'yorid if you're a kohen tamei that eats truma, because a kohen tamei that eats truma b'mezid is not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. To bring a carbon al v'yorid, you don't need an avera for which b'mezid you're going to be chayiv kares. We find that shvuas bitoy, shvuas eidos, you're chayiv a carbon al v'yorid when you do b'shogeg, even though b'mezid there's no misa b'dei shemayim and there's no kares and there's no misa b'dei shemayim. So Amar Kras, so the Gemara answers, now the pasuk says by carbon al v'yorid, It says, "Okay, you got betumas ladin l'chalta masora shayitma ba." So we darshin ba l'mute truma. It's a miut that tells me that there is no carbon of yarid for a tame kohen who eats truma, and therefore the carbon of yarid is reserved for tumas mikdash ukdashav. Says Gemara, "Are you sure? Ema ba l'mute mikdash? How do you know that the word ba is coming to tell me not for truma? Maybe it's telling me not for mikdash ukdashav. Maybe if you go into the base of mikdash or you eat kachim while you're tame, the pasuk is saying ba, but you're not chayv carbon." Of Yorid for these things. To Lo Sagile, because maybe when you go into the Mikdash Betuma, Bemezid, the Yerchai of Kares, and therefore the Lo Sagile carbon of Yorid, Ad the Maisi carbon Kavua. Maybe carbon of Yorid would not suffice for the level of the Aveira that you had done if you entered the base of Mikdash Betuma, meaning that maybe we should require that the only way you get a kapara for entering the Mikdash Betuma or eating Kodesh Betuma Bishogeg is if you bring a real carbon chatos, a carbon kavua, that an ani doesn't get off the hook with a cheaper one. Carbon of the yorid is a huge kula. It's telling us that if you can't afford it, so you can get away with a cheaper one. Maybe this aver is too severe to allow carbon of the yorid. So Kari Rava Ale de Rebbe, Rava said about a drasha that he heard from Rebbe, Dola Mayim mi boros amukim, that Rebbe was able to draw water from very, very deep boros, that he was able to find the source for the idea that you chayv a carbon of the yorid for Tumas Mikdash. And that's what he was praising Rebbe for. Why? What did Rebbe say? Ditanya. We have a brisa that Rebbe Omer, Rebbe pointed out that the pasuk by carbon of Yored tells us, O nefesh asher tiga b'kol davar tameh, o b'nivlas chaya tameh, o b'nivlas behema tameh. So ekra ani chaya, Behema lamenemra, that the pasuk already said chaya, right? It says benivlas chaya tameya. Why then does it have to say o benivlas behema tameya? The Torah could have just said chaya, and behema is bechlal chaya. That is automatically inclusive of chaya of behema as well, because nemra kan the pasuk by carbon olive yori it says behema tameya v'nemra la'lan, and the pasuk by a tamei person eating kadshim b'mezid says behema. So, that's why I learned Gzereshava Malalon Tumas Kodesh Afkan Tumas Kodesh. That just like when it says Behema Tameya by eating Kachim Bemezid, it's about Tumas Kodesh, it's about a Tamei person eating Kodesh. So, too, over here in the Parsha of Olivi Yorid, it's about a Tamei person eating Kodesh. So, that's how I know you Chayiv a Karbon Olivi Yorid when a Tamei person eats Kodesh. That's the Gzereshava. And that's what was so exciting that Rava said, Rebbe was able to be dola mayim mi boros amukim. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Tosa Rasha, and the Ritva say, why are you praising Rebbe for being dola mayim boros amukim? All he said was a gzeira shava, and we know the rule is ein adam dan gzeira shava ma'aswalam kin kibla mirabo. So one thing I could tell you about this gzeira shava, that it may be the most beautiful gzeira shava you ever heard, but it wasn't Rebbe's. Rebbe wasn't the one that initiated it. He couldn't initiate it. You're not allowed to initiate a gzeira shava. So what's the great praise for Rebbe? So the Rishonim answer that there was a Kabbalah that there's a Gezer Shava with these words, Behema, Behema, but we didn't know what din to learn from the Gezer Shava. And Rebbe came and was Megala what we use the Gezer Shava for. And that's what Rav was Mishabech. In other words, Gezer Shava Masa Elkem Kibla Mirabo, it means to identify this word and that word, that there's some sort of link between them. Obviously, there are a lot of words that appear multiple times in the Torah. How do I know which ones are there to teach me Gezer Shava? That you need a Mesora for. What din I'm going to learn from that? That you don't need a Masora for. That's what the Rishonim explained that Rebbe had contributed. Now the Rash Mikinon in the Sefer HaKrisus says the opposite, that Rebbe was mekabel that the din Tumas Mikdash Kedasha by that Yechayv Karbon Olav Yored is derived from a Gezeirah Shava, but no one was able to find which words form that Gezeirah Shava, and Rebbe was able to find the words, meaning that it's all the same basic idea, is that the rule of Eid al-Dan Gzeirah Shav Me'atzma al-Kin Kibbul Mirabo is not as all-encompassing as it sounds like. There is some element of the Gzeirah Shav that requires Kabbalah Mirabo, and then there's some personal element that the person contributes on his own. Whether that element that you're Makabbalah Mirabo is which words are the Gzeirah Shav, and you have to figure out what din to derive, derived, or maybe which dinim are derived from Gzeirah Shavah. Now you have to go and find the words, one way or the other. Now the Ramban, in his Hasagos to the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the second Shorish, says that Gzeirah Shavah, that's Mekubal Misinai, doesn't mean that the Inyan and the words that you learned the Gzeirah Shavah in the Skald Misinai. It means that the Chamor Mekabel, that a particular din is derived from Gzeirah Shavah of particular words. But since those very same words will appear in the Torah hundreds of times, the Chacham had to figure out which of those times are actually used for the Gzeirah Shavah. Right? That's what the Ramban writes, similar to this idea that Ein Adam Dan Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmo doesn't mean that everything is already part of the Mesorah. A person has to, the Rebbe had to do some work on it. Now this, so how did he learn the Gzeirah Shavah? Because he said the word Behema is unnecessary. It already says Chaya. So when it says Chaya, that automatically includes Behema. Is that true? I thought Chayas and Behemoths are different types of animals. Aren't Behemoths domesticated animals and Chayas are wild beasts? So is Behema automatically included in Chaya? So it is. It's a Gemara in Chul in Dafayin Aleph that the Pasuk says, Zos HaChaya Asher Tochlu Mikola Behema Asher Ala Aretz. So at the beginning of the Pasuk says Chaya, the Hemshech of the Pasuk says Behema, so you see Behema Bechlal Chaya. The Ritva says, you know, we could have asked the opposite. Why does it have to say Chaya if it already says Behema, and a Chaya is also Bechlal Behema? But since the word Chaya appears earlier in the Pasuk, so we're asking it that way, meaning that we said, just stick with the first one, the first time it says Chaya, so why then does it have to say Behema? So now says Gemara, okay, great, now Rebbe has uncovered for us how I know that you bring a Korban Olah V'Yored for Tumas Kodesh, for a person who is Tameh and eats Kodesh. But that's not all you bring a Korban Olah V'Yored for, you also bring a Korban Olah V'Yored for Tumas Mikdash. Rebbe hasn't shown that. He hasn't shown where we derive that from, that if a person's tummy and enters based on Mikdash, that they bring carbon olive yored. So Ashkan, Tumas Kodesh, Tumas Mikdash Minalan. How do I know the pasuk of carbon olive yored is also about Tumas Mikdash? So the first answer is, we're going to have four possibilities. Amar Krav, the pasuk says, by Yoledes, Bechol Kodesh lo sigave ela mikdash lo savo, se iskash mikdash lo kodesh. We see in the same pasuk, it talks about Kodesh and Mikdash, and therefore we say that just like there's a chiv karbon olah v'yored by tamei that eats Kodesh b'shogeg, there must be karbon olah v'yored for entering the base of Mikdash b'tuma b'shogeg iach. If that's the case, that the pasuk Bechol Kodesh lo siga is talking about a tamei person who eats kachim b'shogeg that you chayv a karbon olah v'yored trumanami, then you should be chayv a karbon olah v'yored for eating truma b'tuma as well. After all, because of the Brisa teaches us, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, L'Rabo says a Truma. What's Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga? The extra word Bechol comes to tell me that a Yoledes and a Tevul Yom is not allowed to eat Truma. So Hamiyet Rachmana Ba says, no. We had a Miut in the Pasuk of Karbon Olah V'Yored. That you're right, I should have been able to derive that Yechayv Karbon Olah V'Yored for Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav and for eating Truma, but that's why the word Ba appeared by Olav Yori to tell me, not for Truma, only for Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. Says Gemara, but yes, the word Ba is a Miut, but how do you know what it's being Mima'it? Ema Ba Lemute Mikdash. Maybe Ba is telling me, meaning maybe, yes, I have this limud that from the Pasuk by Yoledes, that you should be Chayv Karbon Olah V'Yored for Tumas Mikdash, Tumas Kodesh, and Truma. And the word Ba is excluding one of them. Who told you it's excluding Truma? Maybe it's excluding Tumas Mikdash. Says Mar, Mistavra Mikdash Lo Matinan. It's not Mistaver that that's what we're going to be Mima'it, Shekein Bekaris Kamosa. Because Tumas Mikdash is, if you do it B'mezid, you Chayv Kares, just like Tumas Kodesh. As opposed to eating Truma b'mezid b'tuma, you're not chayiv kares. So if we're going to knock one thing out of the parsha of Karbon Olah V'Yored, it's going to be the least severe of the three. Tumas Mikdash and Tumas Kodesh, when done b'mezid, you chayiv kares, Trumas, Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's the least severe of the three. Says Gemara, I don't know, if I would knock one of the, you know, if you have to play the game of which one of these is not like the rest, right, and you have to figure out which one is most dissimilar, Tumas Mikdash, Tumas Kodesh, and Truma, I would say, Truma lo m'matinan, shekein achila kamosa. How do you violate Tumas Kodesh? You eat Kodesh B'Tumah. How do you violate Tumas Truma? You eat Truma B'Tumah. How do you violate Tumas Mikdash? You walk into the Beis HaMikdash. So I would have said Tumas Mikdash is voted out, not Truma. So that can't be the limud for Tumas Mikdash. So says Gemara, Ella Amar Rava, we have to have a different limud, that you're chayiv a Korban Olah V'Yored for Tumas Mikdash. So the Torah tells us three times that there's a chayiv kares for eating a carbon bitumah, for eating carbon shlamim in particular bitumah. So shalosh krisos b'shlamim lama. Why does it have to tell me three times that you chayiv kares for the very same avera, for eating a carbon shlamim while you are tameh? So it must be achas l'chlal. One is a kares that's more general, v'achas l'prat, and one for the prat. Meaning the first pasuk says that kodshim, your chayiv kares for eating kodshim betumah. Now kodshim could imply any type of kodshim. The second pasuk says shlamim. Right, the first pasuk we're referring to is Vayikra Chav Beis pasuk Gimel. Kol ish asher yikrav mi kol zarachem el hakodshim asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael Hashem betumah solav v'nichsa nefeshayi. So it's about kodshim. Second pasuk we're referring to is Vayikra Perek Zayin pasuk Chav v'nefesh asher tochal mi basar zeva basar mi zevach hashlamim asher Hashem betumah solav v'nichsa nefeshayi me'ameha. So it says kodshim and then it says shlamim. So one of the midrash Torah and Drashas Ben is called Dover Shayu B'chlal V'yatza min ha'klal l'lamed l'lamed al atzmo yatza l'lamed al klal kula yatza. That the second pasuk that says that Yechayiv Kares for eating a shlamim is l'chara extra because a shlamim is part of kachim, and we already said that Yechayiv Kares for eating kachim b'tumah. So why does the Torah have to say the second pasuk at all? It must be that it's coming to be megala on the first pasuk and to link the first pasuk with the second pasuk. That just like the second pasuk is talking about shlamim, which is kachim mizveach, so to the first pasuk that says kachim is not about all kachim. It's only about kachim mizveach. It's not about kachim bedek habayis, where you're not going to be chayiv for tumma when it comes to kachim bedek habayis. That's the limud. Now the Rashi points out. Wait a second. You have a general statement followed by a particular statement. How do you know when to say kol dovish shebuchal v'yatzmina kol lamid lamid al atzmi yatzal lamid al kuli yatzah? And how do you know when to say kol prat? So when you have a kol prat, you have a kol mashem prat. So it limits it only to the prat. It should be only shlamim and shouldn't be any other kachim. So Rashi points out that these psukim are not, we do not learn them as a klal prat, where ein b'chlal mashav prat, and the which would teach me only shlamim and no other karban, because this midah is only by psukim that are close to one another, that the klal prat are right next to one another. But psukim that are somewhat distanced from one another and are written in two different contexts, that's where we apply the midah of kol dovash b'chlal. One of these psukim is Vayikra Perchav Beis, the other is Vayikra Perch Zayin. They're nowhere near each other. So since they're nowhere near each other, we know which one, we know which midah to use. But we still haven't accounted for the third time that it says kares for... That it says kares for eating shlamim betuma. So what do we do the third time? Va'achas, the third time that it says chiv kares for eating shlamim betuma, l'tuma k'suva b'toras tam. It must be about a tuma that says in, for chiv carbon olav yorid, where the Torah doesn't tell us what type of tuma it is. Meaning the Torah was so cryptic about the carbon olav yorid, it just said that there's something to do with tuma where you chayav a carbon olav yorid. I don't know what type of tuma. Ve'ni yodei amahi. Savi omer tumas kodesh. That must be about a tummy person that eats kachim b'shogeg, that if he does so b'mezid he'd be chayiv kares, and if he does so b'shogeg he's chayiv karbon olav yored. V'meinu inyan l'tumas kodesh d'nafkale mit Rebbe. But wait, Rebbe already taught me through gzeirah shava that you're chayiv karbon olav yored for tumas kodesh. Oh, so it must be t'nei inyan l'tumas mikdash. So this third time that it talks about eating shlamim that you're chayiv kares for eating shlamim must be about tumas mikdash, that it that you're chayiv karbon olav yored when you go into the mikdash. B'shogeg b'tuma. So had you done so b'mezid, you'd be chayiv kares. When you do b'shogeg, when you do so b'shogeg, you're chayiv a karban ola v'yored. So says Gemara v'haimi b'ilich Rabbi Avo. But wait, that's going to be your limud of how I know tumas mikdash from the three times it says kares by eating kachim b'tuma. But I already need that for the limud of Rabbi Avo. Dama Rabbi Avo shalosh krishos b'shlamim lama. Rabbi Avo taught us, why does it say three times kares? Mitzares by a Karban Shlamim. It could have just written once. Achas L'Chlal, V'Achas L'Prat. One is for the Klal, one is for the Prat, like we said, that there's a Chiv Kares only on Katshe Mizbeach and not on Katshe Bedek Abayis, utilizing the Midah of Kol Dover Shei B'Chlal, V'Yatzah Min HaKlal, L'Amid HaLamid HaAtzmi Yatzah, L'Amid HaKlal Kol Yatzah, V'Achas L'Dvarim Shein Nechalin. The third time is not open to teach me Tumas Mikdash. I already needed to teach me that your Chayiv Kares, if you eat a Shlamim B'Tumah, not only a Shlamim, not only regular Katshe Mizbeach, but even inedible holy things, your Chayiv Kares, if you eat them B'Tumah. What does it mean, inedible? The Atzei Ma'aracha. You start chomping on the wood of the Atzei Ma'aracha, or you start eating the Lavona, or the Ketores, things that are inedible. So that's what the third Pasuk is really about. So it is not free to teach me about Tumas Mikdash being Chayiv Karban Olav Yored. Says Rabbi Shimon, Dvarim Sheina Echalim Ein Chayiv Nalein Karas Mishum Tumah. And according to Rabbi Shimon, because it happens to be a Machlokas in Maseches Vachim, Machlokas Tanoim, whether you're Taka Chayiv Kares for eating non-edible kachim. So what if you hold like Rabbi Shimon that you're not Chayiv Kares for eating non-edible kachim? So what's this third the third pasuk teaching me? Lasuyas Chatos HaPnimios, to tell me the Chatos HaPnimios that require Hazav Bifnim on the Parochas and on the Mizbeach Hazav, like the Par and the Soyer of Yom HaKippurim and the Par Koyin Mashiach and the Par Helim Davar, that if you eat those Bitumah you're Chayiv Kares. So the Gemara says, so why do I need a special Riboy according to Rabbi Shimon, that if you eat those, you're chayiv kares? Why is that not included in just stam eating kachim? Because I would have thought, hol va'am Rabbi Shimon kol sheinu karvel mizbeach achitzon kishlamim ein chayav and love mishum pigul, that since anything that's not brought on the mizbeach achitzon is not subject to pigul, because the din of pigul is said in the context of a carbon shlamim, so mishum tumanamilo. I would have thought that it's also not included in the chiyuv kares of eating kachim betuma. So kamashmal and the mechayiv, and that's why it has to tell me that according to Rabbi Shimon that you are chayiv for eating even these types of kachim betuma. But bottom line is now we're back to our problem. How do I know that you're chayiv a carbon olav yored for tumas mikdash? So far we had two suggestions and they both failed because we needed the limudim for other things. So Ella says Gmar, a third suggestion. How do I know that the Chiv Karban Olav Yored for Tumas Mikdash? Amri Nardoi Mishmei de Rava, the Nardoi said in the name of Rava, we derive from the fact that those very same three psukim that talk about a Chiv Kares for eating Kachim Betuma use the Lashon of Tuma. Shalot, meaning before we were talking about the fact that they say Kares three times. Now we're going to focus on the fact that the word Tuma appears three times. So Shalosh Tumos Bishlamim Lama. Why does it say the word Tuma in each of these psukim? Achas l'chlal, v'achas l'prat, like we said before, so that teaches me that there's a chiyuv kares for only kachi mizbeach and not kachi bedek abayis va'achas l'tumah k'suvah b'Torah stam. And the third time is to tell me about a type of tumah that the Torah never really elaborated on and said just in a very vague way, and that's by the chiyuv karban olav yored. Ve'ini yodea mahi aviomer, and I don't know what kind of tumah you chayv a karban olav yored for. You can't get it just from reading the Torah, from reading the Chumash. So Aviomer Tumas Kodesh, it must be about a Tamei person that eats Kachim B'Shogeg, that had he done so B'Mezid, he'd be Chayiv Kares, and now he's Chayiv Karban Olav Yored if he does B'Shogeg. V'Meinu Inyan Tumas Kodesh D'Nafka L'Mid Rebbe, but I already know Tumas Kodesh because Rebbe derived that from Gzeira Shava, Atenei Inyan Tumas Migdash. So instead, I'll use it to teach about Tumas Migdash, that a Tamei person who goes into the base of Migdash, that if he would have done so B'Mezid, he'd be Chayiv Kares, when he does so B'Shogeg, he's Chayiv Karban Olav Yored. Says Mar, Vanami mi baile, but that limud of the third tumah I also already need for something else, because I did to buy the mikta of kares l'chad Rabbi Avohu, since it had to say in the third pasuk kares to teach me the din of Rabbi Avohu that there's chiv kares for eating even non-edible kachim. So kas vanami tumah still sagi b'lavachi. So it had to say tumah because otherwise the limud of Rabbi Avohu doesn't hold any water. Because if it didn't say a third time tumah, I would have said that there's the third chiv kares is for something something else, not for achila betuma of kachim that are not royal achila. So it had to tell me that it was about achila betuma of kachim that are not royal achila. Tuma is a critical part of Rabbi Avo's limud, so it's not extra over here. So says Gemara, a fourth and final suggestion. How do I know that tumas migdash is something that earns a person a carbon olav yored? Ela amarava asya tumaso tumaso. That zegzerus shava tumaso tumaso. Ksiv hacha. It says by the chiv carbon olav yored lechol tumaso. Asher yitma ba. The pasuk says ksiv hasam. And by tamei person who goes into the base of migdash b'mezid, it says tamei od tumaso bo. So malalan tumas migdash avkan tumas migdash. Just like over there, it's clear that it's about tumas migdash. So we hear also by carbon olav yored, it's about tumas migdash. So there are limudim that you chayev a carbon olav yored for tumas kodesh and for tumas migdash. And therefore, when the word ba comes to be mimait something, we said it's coming to be mimait eating truma b'shogeg where you're not chayev a carbon olav yored. So it says, but why do I need a miut? Meaning, if I have a specific limud to tell me that carbon olav yored applies to tumas migdash and that it applies to tumas kodesh, and I don't have a specific limud to tell me it applies to eating truma b'tumah, so I already know truma is not chayev a carbon olav yored. Why do you need a miut? Ba lamali. Why do I need a miut of ba to tell me that you're not chayev a carbon olav yored if you're eating truma b'tumah? There's no reason to assume that you would be chayev a carbon olav yored for eating truma b'tuma b'shogeg. And you can't learn truma from tumas kodesh and tumas mikdash, because by both of those, there's a chayev kares if you did it b'mezid. A tamei person that needs truma b'mezid is not chayev kares. So says Gemara, l'rabos nivlas of tahar. The word ba is coming to tell me that that if a person is metame himself by eating a nevelas of tahar, which is not metame b'mago b'masa, like a nevelas of tame, it's only metame ba'achil, it's only metame b'beis habliya. So the Torah is being marba that if you eat that and you go into the base of Mikdash b'shogeg, you chayev a carbon olav yored. Meaning it's telling me what type of tumah you have to have in order to be chayev a carbon olav yored when you go into the Mikdash or eat the Kodesh. What type of tumah? Even the type of tumah that's contracted by eating an Nevelas of Tar. Nevelas of Tar is it's an anomaly. It's an unusual type of tumah. When you have a Nevela of a non-kosher bird, touching it, carrying it, all the normal ways that you would normally become Tameh. Nevelas of Tahar is a kosher bird that's a nevela. You only become Tameh bebeis habliya. As you're swallowing it, you become Tameh. That's the Chakir and the Achronim, is the Tumah of Nevelas of Tahar a din of Achila, that it's a Tumas Achila, by eating it you become Tameh, or it's a din of Negiya, but it's just so limited that only Negiya of one particular part of your body, the beis habliya. But it's not a din in Achila, it's a din in Negiya. Right? What if Tachalo bebeis grona? Meaning, what if it's Shalok Kederach Achila? A lot of nafkaminas, whether it's a din in Achila or it's a din in Negiya, just a very limited type of Negiya. So says Gemara, Ha'amrit Ba Miyutahu. Wait a second. But you're telling me from the word Ba, I learn that even if I'm a Tamei myself in the Veil of Tar, I'm still going to be Chayiv, a carbon olav yored, for going into the Mikdash or eating Kodesh. But Ba is supposed to be a Miyut, not a Yisur. It shouldn't be teaching me an extra din, it should be more limiting. So Mishum Du Miyutahu Ayat, Mishum Du Miyutahu Ayater Ksiv O Kiyiga. The Pasuk says O Kiyiga. So we learned the bar negiya in the lav bar negiya low, that only someone who comes tameh through touching something is going to be chayiv a carbon olav yored for then eating kodesh or going into the mikdash. But someone who did not become tameh through touching something, namely the nevelas of tahar, should not be chayiv a carbon olav yored. Uksiv ba, and then it says ba, which is miuta, another miut, have a miut achar miut, and miut achar miut el rabos. So it's a double miut. Yes, in a chinami the word ba is a miut, but it follows on the heels of a miut of okiyiga. So whenever you have two miutim in a row, that's coming lerabos, and it's coming to be marbis specifically nevelas of tahar. Why is it that we have such a klal that miut achar miut? I would think it's a super miut, right? Why is miut achar miut lerabos? So the Yad Ramah Masech Sanhedrin gives two reasons. He says, first of all, the second miut lechora is totally unnecessary because we already mimayit from the first miut. So imenu in the mayit tenei in the rabbis, that we have that it's a different form of imeinu inyan, that sometimes you have I don't need this limud for what it seems to be about, so I'll use it for something else. So imeinu inyan lemayit, imeinu inyan lerabbos. Alternatively, he says the second miut is a miut on the first miut. So if the first miut is telling me limit myself, the second miut is saying no, another miut, don't do that, don't do whatever the first miut is. So don't limit yourself. So that's how miut achar miut may work. Okay, now the Mishnah said yesh b'yadiyah b'tchila v'ein yadiyah b'sof sirah nasa b'fnim and Yom HaKippurim is tola until you realize and then you chayv karmen olav yorid. Meaning, what if you did something for which you should be chayv karmen olav yorid, but you haven't yet realized that you had done it, right? A person knew that they were tamei, forgot, and then went into the Beis HaMikdash and still doesn't realize what they had done. So where's their kapara going to come from? They don't even know to do anything. So the Mishnah said, oh, that's what the Sir LaHashem is for in Yom Kippur. It holds you over until you realize what you had done. And then once you realize what you had done, you'll bring carbon all of the Yorid and that will cover you more permanently. But in the meantime, the Sir LaHashem is there to take care of such a person. So Tan Rabbanan, and the Brisa says as follows, V'chipra ala kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael. It sounds that the Sir LaHashem is mechaper for some sort of Avera of Tuma. Which Avera of Tuma is it? We know what our Mishnah said, that it's about the things that you're chayv karmen olav yorid for. It's about tumas mikdash kedashav when you don't yet realize. But the Brisa plays it out. How did we arrive at that? Yeshli binyan zelavi shalosh tumas, tumas avod zar, tumas gilarais, tumas shvichas damim. I would have thought that maybe it's coming to be mechaper for avod zar, gilarais, shvichas damim, because all three of those things are referred to as tuma. Now there are a lot of averus that relate to tuma. A person eats shuma b'tuma, a kohen does the avoda b'mikdash b'tuma. But the Brisa picks these averos. Tosos writes, the Brisa picks these averos that the Sir LaHashem is mechaper for, because even though they're so chamor, and when the Brisa says, no, it's not going to be mechaper for them, so it's saying the other averos of Tumah is also not going to be mechaper for. However, the Rimagash writes, we don't find any other averos in the Torah where if you do it, it's called Tumah, even though it has nothing to do with Tumah, meaning it has nothing to do with ritual impurity, it has nothing to do with Tumah and Tara, except for these. So that's why we're highlighting these three, that we're saying, look, these are three averos about which it says the word tumah, even though it's absolutely nothing about tumah. So maybe that's what the Sir LaHashem is being mechaper for. The Rashba just points out that's not true. There are lots of other averos that have nothing to do with tumah that the Torah uses the word tumah. Achilas shratzim velo sitamu bahem, and it's not just the shmona shratzim that are actually ritually metameh. If you eat any bug, it says velo sitamu bahem, even though you don't become tameh. The Meiri points out, Paskin Yecheskel, Hine Nafshi Lo Mituma, that's talking about all the Averos in the Torah are referred to as a form of Tumah. Okay, but for whatever reason, we're highlighting these three. How do I know these three are called Tumah? Bavod Zaru Omer Leman Timeis Mikdashi, Begile Arayus Omer Shmartim Es Mishmarti Levil Tiasos Michukos HaToevos Velo Sitamu Behem, Bishvichus Dam Omer Velo Sitame Es Haaretz. So Yachla Al Shalosh Tumos Halalu Yehisi Ir Mechaper. I might think that the Sir LaHashem is mechaper for these tumos. Tamalomer mi tumos b'nei Yisrael v'lo kol tumos. It says mi tumos b'nei Yisrael, but not all tumos. So mamatzina shecholak akasev mechal kol tumos. Haviyomer zu tumos mikdash kedashav. Which type of tumah do we find has different rules than all the other tumos? That's tumos mikdash kedashav. So afkan. So over here also, when we're distinguishing between averos that the Sir Nasa b'fnim is going to be mechaper for, and those that it won't, but Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. It must be about Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, no. You don't need to learn from a binyanah from somewhere else that the seer is mechaper for tumas mikdash kedashav. Mi mekomo hu mukhra. Just look at the parsha of the seer itself. Harei omer v'chiper al hakodesh mitumos. Mitumos shal kodesh. It says al hakodesh mitumos. So obviously it's referring to tumos of kodesh, which means tumas mikdash kedashav. That's what the seer LaHashem is mechaper for. Yachal al kol tumas shav kodesh. I might think it applies to all tumas kodesh and mikdash. Yei seer is a mechaper that it's mechaper for. Meaning, maybe maybe even when you have a yediya b'tchila and you have a yediya b'sof and you realize what you did, maybe the Siyur Lashem should be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim in those cases as well. Tamalomar umi pishayhem l'chol chatosam. Pshayim are averus done b'mezid, chatoim are averus done b'shogeg. He uses both terms. So chatoim dum yud b'shayim. Which averus done b'shogeg is the Siyur Lashem going to cover? The ones that are similar to pshayim. Ma pshayim sheinim b'nei karban. Just like pshayim are not subject to a karban, because a karban only comes for an avera that's done b'shogeg. So av chatoim sheinim b'nei karban. Which chatoim is the Siyur Lashem going to cover you for if you couldn't otherwise bring a karban? What does it mean I couldn't otherwise bring a karban? Because I don't yet realize that I did an avera. You don't have a yediyah b'sof. If you had a diyah b'tchila, helem b'nei time yediyah b'sof, you have a karban ol v'yorev. So I know that I could bring a karban. The kind of avera b'shogeg, though, that the Siyur Lashem is going to be mechaper for is where I can't bring a karban because I don't even know what I did. How do I know for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav that if you knew about it initially but you don't know it at the end, that the seer is going to be told to protect a person from Yisurim? Maybe the Pasuk is talking about Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav where you didn't even have Yediyah B'tchila and you did have Yediyah B'sof. That's also Lav Bas Karban. Meaning, I get the limud that it has to be something that's a Lav Bas Karban, but this isn't the only case that's Lav Bas Karban where there's Yediyah B'tchila and not Yediyah B'sof. If it's the reverse, it's also not subject to all of Yared. So Tamalomar l'chol chatosam cheyavei chatos b'mashma. It sounds like averos that could bring about a chiyav chatos. The only averos that could bring about a chiyav chatos is where you had a yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'sof. Then when you discover it, you'll bring a korban chatos. But tumas mikdash kedoshim where there never was a yediyah b'tchila can never bring about a korban chatos, and therefore that's not what the Siyur Lashem is for. So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with the hava amina that the Siyur Lashem would have been mechaper for avodah zarah gilui shvichas damim, and try to figure out where that hava amina would have possibly come from. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up that. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you.